Today on Press TV, Iran and the P5 Plus One continue nuclear talks in the Austrian capital, Vienna. The foreign ministers of France, Germany, Britain and China are arriving in Vienna to join the Iranian foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and the US Secretary of State John Kerry. Talks have been extended to July 7th. Saudi Arabia's warplanes have conducted fresh airstrikes against Yemen. In the latest attacks, Saudi jets bombarded Razi district in Sadr province. Warplanes also pounded Hajra province and the capital Sana'a several times. Over 4,400 Yemenis have been killed since the beginning of the Saudi aggression on Yemen. The UN has declared its highest level of emergency for Yemen. It says over 80% of people in the Arab country are in desperate need of aid due to the ongoing Saudi war. The UN says aid agencies agreed to declare the level 3 emergency plans for a period of 6 months. Libya's peace talks have stalled after the Tripoli-based government rejected the latest UN peace proposal. The militia-backed government said that its proposals have not been included in the latest UN draft for the talks, calling it treason. The UN has said that anyone who stands in the way of talks will face sanctions. Clashes between Burundi's government forces and protesters have left at least 6 people dead in the capital, Bujumbura. Authorities say during the confrontation, police came under fire and used lethal force to disperse the attackers. In a separate incident, 7 civilians were injured in a grenade attack in the same area. Greeks are lined up outside banks across Athens to withdraw money from their accounts, although banks have been shut all week. Amid the debt crisis, some branches remain open to help pensioners get their maximum €120 a week. The ordinary citizens have a €60 cap on their daily withdrawals. The Pentagon says efforts to recruit and train Syrian militants is facing challenges, but they hope to find more volunteers at the end of Ramadan. General Martin Dempsey says some of the trainees had quit during the fasting month. He says there are no plans to loosen the requirements to increase the number of militants. A ferry carrying 173 passengers has capsized in central Philippines. At least 36 people were killed in Ormoc City. In Leyte province, a search and rescue operation is underway to pick the survivors. Officials say 118 people have so far been rescued, but the rest are still unaccounted for. There's the latest here on Press TV.